So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's infinite in His wisdom. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا, we'll show them our sign, filafa, on the horizon, within themselves. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ, till it has become certain for them, it is the creative truth. There is nothing else. We always quote here, but the verse of Quran continue to say, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِي بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ, is enough, isn't enough, that is your Lord, He's witnessing everything, He's the witnessing or the witness of all things. So what does it mean actually when we say Allah, He say that, show them our sign on the horizon? Means that everything that created in existence around us, all the celestial body, all movement, all silence movement, all the miraculous that beyond our comprehension within ourselves in nufus, it is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the existence is a great pictures around us and a small pictures it's inside the human consciousness. So what's out there, it's in here. It's like when you get your, what do you call that camera stick thing?
Memory stick.
So whatever out there, it's in, inside. So the human self is contained all of what outside of the self. But you cannot learn the inside of the self till you the outside of the self. Because if you learn directly from inside, give you fright. You become unstable. But if you start to contemplate, Allah said to the Falat of Fakaruna fi khalq as-samawati farad, they cannot contemplate on the creations of the heavens and the earth, and then you return, you see this, so how great, Subhanak, praise be to thee, ma khalaqta hadha batila, you have not indeed, you have not created this in vain. This Sheikh Muhyiddin, he said, وَتَزْعُمْ أَنَّكَ جُرْمٌ صَغِيرٌ وَفِيكَ انْطَوَى الْعَالِمُ الْأَكْبَرُ, you think you are small, what do you call the celestial body, and the whole universe it's inside you, and the big and the small, and this is in regard to the size and shapes which we see around us. Within the human being is Allah. That's the key. Allah, it is within the human being. And Allah, He is not in the celestial bodies. Because Allah say in the Hadith Qudsi, neither my heaven or my earth contain me. مَا وَسَعَثَنِي أَرْضِي وَلَا سَمَاعِي وَلَكِنْ وَسَعْنِي قَلْبْ عَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, neither my heaven or my earth contain me, but the heart of my believer has contained me. This is ma'rifah, this is illumination, this is waqfa. This is the stop. You stop there like this, and you rise. So when you look to the moon, to the sun, to the stars, there are signs and means to an end, because you are the purpose, you are the aim. So as we said, this expansions of to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala It's in Ma'rifah. Because in the heart of the human being is the reality, al-haqiqah, the eternal reality. And everything else in existence, it is only small images of it here and there. As a human beings, we have, Allah has given us وَنَحْنُ نَعْلَمْ عِلْمُ اللَّهِ كُلُّ كلمة عجيبة وَلَكِنَّنَا نَسَيْنَاهُ هذه مصيبة أكبر فإن كنت لا تدري فإنها مصيبة فإن كنت تدري فالمصيبة أكبر If you did not know, it is a catastrophe. But if you know, then the catastrophe is greater. Because you know and you didn't do anything. Because Allah, we have the knowledge of Allah. All the knowledge of Allah is within us. Because He said, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي I blew into Him of my spirit. You have connection to the source. But we have inflicted with this sickness of forgetfulness. And there is nothing in existence could teach us anything that we do not have. But everything reminds us. You know, it's like when you walk around, start remembering that when you was a child, geez, that's remind me when I was this or was this or was that. It's like you're going back to the earlier days of your spiritual life. So everything is remind us of the reality which is deeply buried within ourselves, but we have forgot. For this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول in the Quran وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مُنْ مُذَّكِرِ Indeed, we have made this Quran easy for remembrance. If anyone want to remember. So the call of the Quran is to look to the manifestations of Allah on the horizon, meaning outside of ourselves. And that is the picture outside. But the meaning is inward. So the picture outward, the meaning is inward. If you have read the Imam Al-Ghazali, the names of Allah, I think he explained, for example, when you say blue sky, you know what? So automatically you go inside yourself, try to figure out what's a blue, what the sky look like, and say, yeah, I know what you mean. You know? It has been said that a blind man was set beside Einstein, and someone was given a talk about birds, and he mentioned the albatross. So the man, he asked Einstein, what is albatross? He said to him, it's a bird. He said, what do you mean? What is light? Is it round? Is this, that? So he took his arm, he said, it's long, and then he bent his head, hand in the top, and he said, it's like this, and he got two long legs. He said, ah, yes, I know now. See, he gave him an idea what looks like. So the same with Allah, He gave us an idea and He wants us to work with it. Tafakkur. So the whole Quran is really is wadhakkir, dhakkir, dhakkir, constantly. Remind, remind, remind. no one reminds you of something that you do not know. So everything is really, someone, if you say, I tell you something, you know, we're going to go such and such time, and I say, remind me just in case I forget. So we remind you. So Allah, He speak to us to tell us, you have all there, you have it with you, within you. So remind yourself. I am here to remind you. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ. Remind with the Qur'an anyone who fears that realization when it comes to him. Because when it comes, it's so serious. If you don't have, if you have no clue, it is terrible. Yeah. So when the meaning it's spread within our consciousness inside, then we learn. And the self, that is the nafs, the ego self, you start to learn there's something new coming to the house, real knowledge. So nafs has become more susceptible, curious. So you're playing with the one who thinks he's the master of the house. And the curiosity of the self, the smallest part of it, is actually become a curious even just to know, what exactly did I forget? You know? That's why Allah is saying in the Holy Quran, وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٍ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. And with the earth, there is a sign for those who have convictions. You know, you look and say, SubhanAllah. You know, you stop. And then he says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. It is within yourself. Can you not see? So he wants you to see inside. That's why we say contemplations, muraqabah. Muraqabah, visualizations. Visualizations of your thoughts, of your what's going on inside you. So your thoughts actually comes from within, not from without. Not thinking what such and such is doing now, or this or that, or this or that. Did I turn the stove off? Did they gonna give me the job? Or did I'm gonna get this? I'm the banker's that? No. You know, is my friend is coming? You silence. As they say, silencio, stop, and you go inward, inside the self. So after he said, in and within the earth, there is a sign for those who have, through, you know, realizations. And then again he continued, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَتْ, and within yourself as well.